whispered conversations in overcrowded hallways.
Η Μούσα του musical.
So much to say, not just today, but always.
Μια περιπλάνηση μίησης στην τέχνη του μουσικού θεάτρου. Κρυμμένος στις κουίντες, ο Γιάννης Φίλιας. John Kander, Chicago, μέρος δεύτερο.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to see a story of murder, greed, corruption, violence, exploitation, adultery and treachery. All the things we hold near and dear to our hearts. Thank you.
Why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz, start the car. I know a whoopee spot where the gin is cold, but the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl. And all that jazz. Slick your hair and wear your buckle shoes. I hear that Father Dip is gonna blow the blues. And all that jazz, hold on, hon, we're gonna bunny hug. I bought some aspirin down at United Drug in case you shake apart and want a brand new start to do that jazz. Skidoo. And all that jazz.
Hacha!
Whoopee! And all that jazz. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl. And all that
jazz. Listen, your husband ain't home, is he?
No, her husband is not at home.
Find a flax, we're playing fast and loose.
And all that jazz.
Right up here is where I store the juice.
And all that jazz.
Come on, babe, we're gonna brush the sky. I met your lucky Lindy, never flew so high. 'Cause in the stratosphere, how could he lend an ear to all that jazz?
Oh, you're gonna see a shimmy, shimmy shake.
And all that jazz.
Oh, she's gonna shimmy till her garters break.
And all that jazz.
Yeah, I'm afraid so, Roxy.
Oh, Fred.
Oh, Fred.
Yeah?
Nobody walks out on me.
Sweetheart.
Oh, don't sweetheart me, you son of a bitch.
Whoopee.
Atcha.
Jazz.
I gotta pee.
Το Chicago, το κορυφαίο musical των John Kander και Fred Ebb, το έχουμε απολαύσει από αυτήν εδώ την εκπομπή ως soundtrack, αλλά και με το original Broadway cast που ακούσαμε την προηγούμενη εβδομάδα. Μια 20ετία μετά την πρώτη του παρουσίαση, το έργο αναβιώθηκε στο Broadway το 1996 με μικροαλλαγές στα μουσικά νούμερα, όπως θα διαπιστώσετε. Η παράσταση αυτή απέσπασε βραβείο Tony καλύτερης αναβίωσης, ενώ από τους σολίστ που έλαμψαν, η εκπληκτική performer Bibi Newworth στο ρόλο της Velma Kelly.
Cicero.
Lipschitz.
Pop. Six.
Squish.
Cicero.
Lipschitz.
Pop. Six. Squish. Cicero.
Lipschitz.
Cicero.
Lipschitz.
He had it coming. He had it coming. He only had himself to blame. If you'd have been there, if you'd have seen it, I bet you would have done the same. Cicero.
Lipschitz.
You know how people have these little habits that get you down? Like Bernie. Bernie liked to chew gum. No, not chew. Well, I came home this one day and I am really irritated and looking for a little sympathy. And there's Bernie laying on the couch, drinking a beer and chewing. No, not chewing. Popping. So I said to him, I said, Bernie, you pop that gum one more time. And he did. So I took the shotgun off the wall and I fired two warning shots. Into his head.
He had it coming. He had it coming. He only had himself to blame. If you'd have been there, if you'd have heard it, I bet you would have done the same.
I met Ezekiel Young from Salt Lake City about 2 years ago, and he told me he was single, and we hit it off right away. So we started living together. He'd go to work, he'd come home, I'd mix him a drink, we'd have dinner. It was like heaven in 2.5 rooms. And then I found out. Single, he told me? Single my ass. Not only was he married, oh no, he had 6 wives. One of those Mormons, you know? So that night when he came home, I mixed him his drink as usual. You know some guys just can't hold their arsenic.
He had it coming. He had it coming. He took a flower in his pride. And then he used it. And he abused it. It was a murder, but not sharp crime.
Now, I'm standing in the kitchen. I'm carving up chicken for dinner. Minding my own business. And in storms my husband, Wilbur, in a jealous rage. You've been screwing the milkman, he says. He was crazy, and he kept on screaming, "You've been screwing the milkman!" And then he ran into my knife. He ran into my knife 10 times!
If you'd have been there, if you'd have seen it, I bet you would have done the same.
It cara shekinitas, monyo koye hirish latkum la forkara feyem et the megla chotum of fayet. De nemikos in atat grum fayok. Nem to the memonia, Uncle Samo in tetum. Provaltam a rendershe and meg me arasni de nem et attack meg.
Yeah, but did you do it?
Not guilty.
My sister Veronica and I did this double act, and my husband Charlie used to travel around with us. Now, for the last number in our act, we did 20 acrobatic tricks in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Split, spread eagles, backflips, flip-flops, one right after the other. Well, this one night we were in Cicero, the three of us, sitting up in a hotel room, boozing, and having a few laughs, and we ran out of ice, so I went out to get some. I come back. Open the door. There's Veronica and Charlie doing number 17, the spread eagle. Well, I was in such a state of shock, I completely blacked out. I can't remember a thing. It wasn't until later, when I was washing the blood off my hands, I even knew they were dead. They had it coming. They had it coming. They had it coming all along.
Artistic guy, sensitive, a painter, but he was troubled. He was always trying to find himself. He'd go out every night looking for himself, and along the way he found Ruth, Gladys, Rosemary, and Irving. I guess you could say we broke up because of artistic differences. He saw himself as alive, and I saw him dead.
The dirty bum, 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 bum. The dirty bum, 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 bum. They had it come, they had it come. The spread eagle.
Artistic difference.
I betcha you would have done the same.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the keeper of the keys, the countess of the clink, the mistress of Murderer's Row, matron Mama Morton.
Ask any of the chickies in my pen. They'll tell you I'm the biggest mother hen. I love them all and all of them love me. Because the system works, the system called reciprocity. Got a little motto, always sees me through. When you're good to mama, mama's good to you. There's a lot of favors I'm prepared to do. You do one for mama, she'll do one for you. They say that life is tit for tat, and that's the way I live. So I deserve a lot of tat for what I got to give. Don't you know that this hand washes that one too? When you're good to mama, mama's good to you. If you want my gravy, pepper my ragout, spice it up for mama, she'll get hot for you. When they pass that basket, folks contribute too. You put in for mama, she'll put out for you. The folks up top, the ladder, are the ones the world adores. So boost me up, my ladder, kid, and I'll boost you up yours. Let's all stroke together like the Princeton crew. When you're stroking mama, mama's stroking you. So what's the one conclusion I can bring this number to? When you're good to mama, mama's good to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the silver-tongued prince of the courtroom, the one, the only, Mr. Billy Flynn.
Mister, I'm a millionaire. I don't care for any fine attire Vanderbilt might admire. No, no, not me. All I care about is love.
Now maybe you think I'm talking about physical love. Well, I'm not. Not just physical love. There's other kinds of love, like love of justice, love of legal procedure, love of lending a hand to someone who really needs you, love of your fellow man. That's the kind of love I'm talking about. And physical love ain't so bad either. It may sound hard, but all I care about is love. That's what I'm here for. Ba 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 boo boo boo. Ba 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 boo boo boo. Honest to God, all I care about is love. Show me long, raven hair flowing down about to there. Let me see her running free and keep your money, that's enough for me. I don't care for driving packed cars or smoking long buck cigars. No, no, not me. All I care about is doing a guy in who's picking on you, twisting the wrist that's turning the screw.
Reporters are here.
Let them in, Butch. Okay, Roxy, act like a dummy. You sit on my lap and I'll do all the talking.
Mr. Billy Flynn sings the press conference rag. Notice how his mouth never moves. Almost.
Where'd you come from?
Mississippi.
And your parents?
Very wealthy.
Where are they now?
6 feet under.
But she was granted one more start.
The Convent of the Sacred Heart.
When'd you get here?
1920.
How old were you?
Don't remember.
Then what happened?
I met Amos, and he stole my heart away, convinced me to elope one day.
A convent girl, a runaway marriage. Oh, it's too terrible, you poor, poor dear.
Who's Fred Casely?
My ex-boyfriend.
Why'd you shoot him?
I was leaving.
Was he angry?
Like a madman. Still, I said, Fred, move along.
She knew that she was doing wrong.
Then describe it.
He came toward me
with a pistol
from my bureau.
Did you fight him?
Like a tiger.
He had strength and she had none.
And yet we both reached for the gun. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, we both, oh yes, we both, oh yes, we both reached for the gun, the gun, the gun, the gun. Oh yes, we both reached for the gun, for the gun.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, they both, oh yes, they both, oh yes, they both reached for the gun, the gun, the gun, the gun. Oh yes, they both reached for the gun, for the gun.
Understandable, understandable. Yes, it's perfectly understandable. Comprehensible, comprehensible. Not a bit reprehensible. It's so defensible.
How you feeling?
Very frightened.
Are you sorry?
Are you kidding?
What's your statement?
All I'd say is, though my choo-choo jumped the track, I'd give my life to bring him back.
And
stay away from
what?
Jazz and liquor.
And
the men who
what?
Play for fun.
What?
That's the thought that
yeah.
came upon me
when
we both reached for the gun.
Understandable, understandable.
Yes, it's perfectly understandable. Comprehensible, comprehensible. Not a bit reprehensible. It's so defensible.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, they both. Oh yes, they both. Oh yes, they both reach for.
Let me hear it.
The gun, the gun. Oh yes, they both reach for the gun, for the gun.
A little louder.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes.
the presses!
We both reached for the gun, says Roxy.
Dancing feet lead to sorrow, says beautiful jazz Slayer.
Jazz and liquor, Roxy's downfall.
The name on everybody's lips is gonna be Roxy. The lady raking in the chips is gonna be Roxy. I'm gonna be a celebrity. That means somebody everyone knows. They're gonna recognize my eyes, my hair, my teeth, my boobs, my nose. From just some dumb mechanic's wife, I'm gonna be Roxy, who says that murder's not an art. And who, in case she doesn't hang, can say she started with a bang. Foxy, Roxy, heart. Oh, you wanna know something? I always wanted to be in vaudeville. And now that I'm a celebrity, I'm gonna have me a swell act too, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll get a boy to work with. Someone who can lift me up. Show me off. Oh, hell, I'll get two boys. It'll frame me better. Oh, no, Roxy. No, think big, Roxy. Think big. I'm gonna get me a whole bunch of boys. The name on everybody's lips is gonna be
Roxy.
Yeah. The lady raking in the chips is gonna be
Roxy. She's gonna be a celebrity.
That means somebody everyone knows.
Yeah. They're gonna recognize her eyes, her hair, her teeth,
my boobs, my nose. From just some dumb mechanic's wife, I'm gonna be singing
Roxy.
Yeah. Who says that murder's not an art? Yeah. And who, in case she doesn't hang, can say she started with a bang. Foxy, Roxy, heart. Ooh. Think of those autographs I'll sign. Good luck to you, Roxy. And I'll appear in a lavalier that goes all the way down to my waist.
Here a ring, there a ring, everywhere a ring-a-ling.
But always in the best of taste. Ooh, I'm a star.
And the audience loves her.
And I love the audience, and the audience loves me for loving them, and I love the audience for loving me, and we just love each other. That's because none of us ever got enough love in our childhood.
That's right.
And that showbiz kid.
Oh, yeah.
She's given up her humdrum life.
I'm gonna be
Roxy.
Yeah.
She made a scandal and a star.
Ooh. Those are my boys.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Velma Kelly in an act of desperation.
My sister and I had an act that couldn't flop. My sister and I were headed straight for the top. My sister and I earned $1,000 a week at least. Oh, sure. But my sister is now, unfortunately, deceased. Oh, I know it's sad, of course, but a fact is still a fact. And now all that remains is the remains of a perfect double act. Roxy, do you know you are exactly the same size as my sister? Oh, you would fit into her wardrobe perfectly. Look, why don't I just show you some of the act, huh? Watch this. Now, you have to imagine this with two people. It's swell with two people. First I, drums. Then she, saxophone. Then we, together. But I can't do it alone. Then she'd, then I'd, then we'd, but I can't do it alone. She'd say, what's your sister like? I'd say, ma'am, yuck, yuck, yuck. She'd say, you're the cat's meow. Then we'd wow the crowd again when she'd go. I'd go. We'd go. And then those ding-dong daddies started to roar. Whistled, stomped, and stamped on the floor. Yelling, screaming, begging for more. And we'd say, okay, fellas, keep your socks up. You ain't seen nothing yet. But I simply cannot do it alone. Well, what do you think? Come on. Look, you can say, okay. Well, the first part can always be rewritten. Yeah, sure. But the second part was really nifty. Okay, watch this. Then she'd, then I'd, see, get it, right? I kick really hard. Then we'd, but I can't do it alone. She'd say, what state's Chicago in? I'd say, ill. Did you get that? She'd say, turn your motor off. Ring, 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 ring. I can hear 'em cheering still when she'd go. I'd go. We'd go. Sideways. Yeah. And then those two-bit Johnnies did it up round to cheer the best attraction in town. They nearly tore the balcony down. And we'd say, okay, fellas, okay, we're going home. But here's a few more Parton shots. And this, oh, this we did in perfect unison. Cymbals, crash, crash, crash. Now you see me going through it. You can see there's nothing to it. But I simply cannot do it.
There's only one person who can help you now, Roxy.
There's only one person you can count on now, Velma.
And now, Miss Roxy Hart and Miss Velma Kelly sing a song of unrelenting determination and unmitigated ego.
One thing I know.
One thing I know.
And I've always
I've
known.
I've always known.
I am my
I
own.
I am my own.
Baby's alive,
baby's alive,
but baby's alone,
baby's alone,
and baby's her own,
baby's her own
best friend. Many's the guy who told me he cares, but they were scratching my back, 'cause I was scratching theirs.
Trust into luck. That's only for fools.
Only for fools.
I play in a
I
game.
Play in a game
where I make the rules. And rule number one, from here to the end, is I am my own best friend.
Δύο πανέξυπνες κρατούμενες που κονταροχτυπιούνται όχι για την καρδιά του γοητευτικού δικηγόρου πρωταγωνιστή αλλά για τη δεινή του ρητορία που θα τις βγάλει αθώες στο δικαστήριο καθώς και για το πανίσχυρο χαρτί της δημοσιότητας που μπορεί να δώσει ένα ρεπορτάζ. Μιας δημοσιότητας που θα τις αποκαταστήσει στα μάτια της κοινής γνώμης. Τελικά, οι δύο αντίζηλες θα καταλήξουν να συνεργαστούν για να σωθούν. Όταν ο Μπομπ Φώση είχε πρωτοζητήσει τα δικαιώματα του θεατρικού έργου από τη Maureen Dallas Watkins προκειμένου να το κάνει musical, εκείνη αρνήθηκε αφού, όπως είπαμε, το έργο βασίζεται σε αληθινή δικαστική ιστορία και οι πραγματικές κατηγορούμενες για δολοφονία είχαν ήδη αφαιθεί ελεύθερες. Η συγγραφέας προσωπικά αρνιόταν να τις κάνει διάσημες ως θετικούς χαρακτήρες. Το πράγμα προχώρησε μετά το θάνατο της Watkins και η ιστορία της, ευτυχώς για εμάς, έγινε τελικά musical.
Oh, suckers! Welcome back. Roxy's in there being looked over by the state medical examiner. She says she's gonna have a baby. Now, why didn't I think of that? Can you imagine? I mean, can you imagine? Do you believe it? I mean, do you believe it? A girl who lands on top. You could put her face into a pail of slop and she'd come up smelling like a rose. How she does it, heaven knows.
Hold on, everybody. She's coming out now. Well, doctor, is she or isn't she?
She is.
She is.
I know a girl with so much luck. She could get run over by a 2-ton truck, then brush herself off and walk away. How she does it, couldn't say.
Doc, would you swear to that statement in court?
Oh, yeah.
Good. You want a button you're flying?
Whilst I, on the other hand, put my face in a pail of slop and I would smell like a pail of slop. I, on the other hand, get run over by a truck and I am deader than a duck. I know a girl who tells so many lies. Anything that's true would truly cross her eyes. But what that mouse is selling, the whole world buys. And nobody smells a rat.
Oh, please, ladies and gentlemen of the press, leave the two of us alone so that we can rest.
The two of us? Can you imagine? I mean, can you imagine?
Could I have one last picture, please?
Oh, sure. Anything for the press.
Do you believe it? I mean, do you believe it?
My dear little baby.
My dear little baby.
My sweet little baby.
My sweet little...
Look at my baby and me. Me and my baby and me, we're about as happy as babies can be. What if I find that I'm caught in a storm? I don't care, my baby's there and baby's bound to keep me warm. We're sticking together and ain't we got fun? So much together, you'd count us as one. Tell old man worry to go climb a tree, 'cause I got my baby, my sweet little baby. Look at my baby and me.
I don't see how you could possibly delay the trial another second, Mr. Flynn. My readers wouldn't stand for it. To have her baby born in jail.
I can assure you she'll come to trial at the earliest possible moment. And you can quote me on that.
Hey, everybody, I'm the father. I'm the father.
Yuck, 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 yuck.
Look at my baby and me. A dream of a duo, now don't you agree? Why keep it mum when there's nothing to hide? And what I feel I must reveal is more than I can keep inside. Let me assure you, it won't go away. I can assure you, it grows every day. I was a one once, but now I'm a we. 'Cause I got my baby, my dear little baby. Look at my baby and me.
I think it's sweet. First time we ever had one of our girls knocked up.
I've got it, and it's brilliant. I'm gonna get Amos to divorce you. That way all the sympathy will go to you, not him. You'll be the poor little deserted mother-to-be, and that crumb is running out on you.
That's my kid. That's my kid.
My baby, and me. Friends of the world are the mystic for me. Nothing can stop us, so nobody try. 'Cause baby's rough and full of stuff and tips her gently, so am I.
Dad, did you hear me? No, you didn't hear me. That's the story of my life. Nobody ever knows I'm around. Nobody. Not even my parents noticed me. One day I went to school, and when I came home, they'd moved. If someone stood up in a crowd and raised his voice up way out loud and waved his arm and shook his leg, you'd notice him. If someone in the movie show yelled fire in the second row, this whole place is a powder keg, you'd notice him. And even without clucking like a hen, everyone gets noticed now and then.
unless, of course, that person it should be. Invisible, inconsequential, me. Cellophane, Mr. Cellophane, should have been my name, Mr. Cellophane, 'cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know I'm there. I tell you, cellophane, Mr. Cellophane, should have been my name, Mr. Cellophane, 'cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know I'm there. Suppose you was a little cat residing in a person's flat who fed you fish and scratched your ears, you'd notice him. Suppose you was a woman wed and sleeping in a double bed beside one man for 7 years, you'd notice him. A human being's made of more than air. With all that bulk, you're bound to see him there. Unless that human being next to you is unimpressive, undistinguished, you know who. Should have been my name, Mr. Cellophane, 'cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know I'm there. I tell ya, cellophane, Mr. Cellophane, should have been my name, Mr. Cellophane, 'cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know I'm there. Never even know I'm there. Hope I didn't take up too much of your time.
Billy, I've been thinking a lot about my trial. Couldn't I just show you what I thought I might do on the witness stand?
Go ahead.
Good. Hit it! Well, when I got on the stand, I thought I'd take a peek at the jury. Then I'd cross my legs like this, you know.
When Feldman takes the stand.
Then when Harrison cross-examines me, I thought I'd give him this. And if he yells at me, I thought I'd tremble like this. Ooh, no, please don't.
When Velma takes the stand, look at little Vel. See her give him hell. Ain't she doing great? She's got to be counting on the palm of her hand.
Then I thought I'd let it all be too much for me, you know, like real dramatic. Oh. Then I thought I'd get thirsty. And I'd say, please, someone, could I have a glass of water?
When Velma takes the stand, see that jelly girl make that jury whirl. When she turns it on, she's got to get going, she's got to go.
I thought I'd cry. Buckets! Only I don't have a handkerchief, and that's when I have to ask you for yours. I really like that part, don't you? Then I get up, and I try to walk. Oh, but I'm too weak. So I slump, and I slump, and I slump, and I slump, until finally, I faint.
When she rolls her eyes, watch her. Takes the stand.
It's all gone. It's good. Isn't it grand? Isn't it great? Isn't it swell? Isn't it fun? Isn't it? Nowadays, there's men everywhere, jazz everywhere, booze everywhere, life everywhere, joy everywhere. Nowadays, you can like the life you're living. You can live the life you like. You can even marry Harry, but mess around with Ike. And that's good. Isn't it grand? Isn't it great? Isn't it swell?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vickers Theater, Chicago's finest home of family entertainment, is proud to announce a first. The first time anywhere there's been an act of this nature. Not only one little lady, but two. You've read about them in the papers, and now here they are, a doubleheader. Chicago's own Keller Dellers, those two scintillating sinners, Roxy Hart and Velma Kelly.
You can like the life you're living. You can live the life you like. You can even marry Harry, but mess around with Ike. And that's good. Isn't it grand? Isn't it great? Isn't it swell? Isn't it fun? Isn't it? But nothing stays.
Okay, you babes of jazz, let's pick up the pace. Let's shake the blues away. Let's make the parties longer and the skirts shorter and shorter. Let's make the music hotter. And let's all drive to hell in a fast car and keep it hot.
Με το New Broadway Cast του 1996 κλείνουμε απόψε το αφιέρωμά μας στο Chicago των John Kander και Fred Ebb, ένα από τα κορυφαία έργα του ρεπερτορίου musical. Ώρα και εμείς να κολλήσουμε το μαλλί, να βάλουμε μπρος το αμάξι και να φύγουμε για ένα whoopie spot με όλη αυτή τη jazz. Φίλες και φίλοι του Τρίτου, από τον Λευτέρη Λιάκο που φρόντισε τον ήχο και τον Γιάννη Φίλια που κράτησε το μικρόφωνο, υπόκλιση.